It's been 2 weeks since the Spanish company Repsol suffered a blowout at an exploratory well on the North Slope. The company still doesn't have control of the well, and extreme weather is slowing that work. The well is no longer active, but environmental groups say the harsh conditions that are hampering the cleanup operation prove how difficult it is to work in the Arctic. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Workers on the drilling rig have been struggling with temperatures as low as minus 49 degrees and wind chills of minus 74. Kathy Forrester with the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says equipment can't operate outside when it's that cold.
It's going very, very slowly because the temperatures are just nasty cold. I think yesterday with the wind chill, it was minus 71 degrees Fahrenheit. And when it's that cold, you just can't do much.
Repsol has filed a plan to kill the well with the commission. Forrester says her team has reviewed that plan and is satisfied with it. But before they can kill the well, they need to finish steam thawing the massive amount of drilling mud that's frozen to the rig. Forrester doesn't have an estimate on when that process will be complete. She says it's frustrating it's taking so long, but the well is no longer dangerous.
It's not concerning to the ALGCC from a well control perspective because the well is dead now, and going slow isn't going to hurt anything. The only concern would be from Repsol's perspective that it's costing a lot of money.
Repsol won't put a dollar figure on how much it's costing. Jan Sieving is vice president of public affairs for Repsol USA. She says it's been an arduous process trying to get the rig back in working order again.
So it's just a challenging environment up there between the remoteness and then the, you know, extreme cold temperatures. So I think we've been careful all along not to speculate as to when, you know, the well would be officially secured.
Environmental groups are concerned the company still hasn't been able to gain control of the well. Lois Epstein is an engineer who works for the Wilderness Society. She says the company should have been ready to deal more efficiently with the conditions they're encountering on the North Slope.
I almost think it's like a Homer Simpson question, you know, duh, it's cold on the North Slope. Everybody should have been prepared for that, prepared for freezing temperatures. And they are having trouble, from what I can see, in shutting down this well and killing the well because of the freezing temperatures.
Epstein says even though no gas is coming out of the well right now, that could change. Kathy Forrester with the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission calls that highly unlikely. Epstein says the broader question is how a similar scenario would play out offshore. Shell is planning to drill several exploratory wells in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas this summer. She says a blowout there could be much worse.
If we weren't so lucky and there was ongoing gas or oil release, what are we going to do about the freezing temperatures that are seemingly preventing them from killing the well in a quick time frame?
Shell plans to work into October and will have to deal with freezing conditions. Epstein points out worker safety would be a bigger problem offshore, too. She says it's much harder to evacuate a rig that's leaking gas in the middle of the ocean. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.